I didn't feel so great until I saw the city.
Well, welcome to a very special edition of Straight from the Source with Michael Russo, coming to you from Minneapolis. And I'm joined right now with a colleague of mine for a long time at The Athletic that is soon going to be a colleague of mine right here at The Athletic Minnesota. And I just put out a tweet letting everybody know what the plans are, and we're going to talk more about it on this podcast. But we are going to be expanding Minnesota Wild coverage this season by bringing in one of the best hockey writers, I think, around. Somebody that I've respected a long time, somebody that I've worked with a long time. I did a podcast with him in May as well, May or June. And the biggest question when I put out the tweet today, letting everybody know that we're expanding coverage, is what is your name? This is from Bruce Siski.
Joe Smith, and it's a real name, actually. So I get that one a lot. The alias Joe Smith, not just a pen name. So
yeah, and yeah, Joe, Bruce Siski is, by the way, the University of Minnesota Duluth play-by-play guy for hockey, and you're going to get to know him well, Joe.
Absolutely, I've heard great things about Duluth too, right there on the water. So I'm looking forward to kind of exploring the area. As a Midwesterner myself, I'm going to have to get used to the cold again, the winter time. So that's the one thing my wife and I are a little worried about, but. Other than that, can't be more excited.
No, and hey, you're talking to a hockey writer that came from Florida. Joe Smith has been our longtime Tampa Bay Lightning writer. He's covered two Stanley Cups. He's covered a third straight Stanley Cup appearance. He's one of the best. If you listen to my podcast in May or June, when I was covering the Eastern Conference Final and then the Stanley Cup Final with Joe, you'll know how much I respect him. I would highly recommend listening to that podcast as well, because what's so ironic is that who knew that 2 months later, 2.5 months later, that you would be accepting this job and coming here? Neither of us thought this was an option at the time. And Joe, it's just, I think the day we did that podcast, Joe, was the day that we were in the Tampa airport and you were on the phone with John Tortorella and you sat on a middle seat on the way to New York, wrote this story in the middle of you writing a gazillion other stories. And I think Wild fans know what has always awed me about you is how much you're able to just churn out content after content, but yet it's still quality. Like, a lot of writers are able to do the quantity, but you just, it's every story you write, it's like it reads like you've worked on it for months. And I've always asked you about how your method works, and here you're going to bring it to Minnesota.
Well, I'm definitely excited. And one of the main reasons why I'm doing this job is because of you, Mike, and being able to be having a teammate and a partner again. And I think really we can do a lot of great things together. You know, our skill set's a little bit different. My personality is a little bit different. Maybe our voice is a little bit different. So I think definitely our coffee preference is different. So I think we'll have a lot of things we can kind of play off each other and bring the Wild and NHL a lot of really great coverage here. So I think that, you know, what I've done in Tampa is try to kind of elevate the standard of the coverage here. And it's such an historic team and historic run. I really wanted, you know, the stories and that to capture that. And I was very fortunate to be here for a long time, 16 years in St. Pete, which I love, and my wife and I love it. So it was a hard decision to leave here, but I think the exciting opportunity to work with you, to be in such a market like Minnesota, that's obviously crazed for hockey all over the state, not just the, you know, Wild fans in Minneapolis and St. Paul area. So I think a lot of really exciting things we can do together. And then also on the NHL front, which we'll be doing when we're not, you know, at the arena there in St. Paul.
And you'll be hearing and seeing a lot of Joe, not just in The Athletic, but we're going to get him. He's going to be on some podcasts with me. We're going to get him on The Fan here in Minnesota, one of the greatest sports radio stations in the country. Hopefully some Bally Sports North as well. And it's just going to be awesome working with you, Joe. And it is going to be a true expanded coverage. I mean, we're both going to be, you know, we're going to have every practice covered. We're going to have features galore. You know, home games we'll probably both be at, not necessarily both writing, but there are going to be those times when maybe a home game, you know, necessitates two stories, or maybe we're both at a home game, but one's working on another story that we're working on in the future. Maybe a story about the opposing team as well. You know where I've realized that I really needed help was on days like when Kevin Fiala was traded to the LA Kings. You know, that was a day where it would have been just great to have that second voice, you know, me doing the news or me doing the column and you doing the news and you doing the column. And I just think this is going to be such a great, great thing for Wild fans.
Oh, I agree. And I think, you know, we saw that a little bit in the playoffs, which we covered together, and Athletic has a lot of really good collaboration, which I really love about the company. And I think in the playoffs, you saw that too, where the Lightning and Rangers series, you know, one could do a plot sidebar, one could do a column, one can do this. I really think it adds to the cover. Not every game in the regular season and necessitate, you know, two stories, but if it's a situation where I can cover the game, you can watch the game with one of the player's parents or, you know, one of the scouts or kind of do a little more of that kind of thing. I think it'll open us up to have the bandwidth and like the energy and the, all that to try different and creative things and also engage with the fans and subscribers. I think both of us are take a lot of pride in doing live rooms and live chats and engaging on Twitter, which we both like to do. But in a situation like this, we can do a live room after a game or the next day after a game or something like that to where we can be accessible. I think that's really important as a beat writer or national writer to have be accessible to subscribers and to fans because, you know, they're who we write for. Right. And they're, you know, a lot of cool story ideas come from just questions from fans that you didn't think of yourself since you're so ingrained and locked into your team all the time. So definitely looking forward to that too. And meeting a lot of the Wild fans for sure.
Yeah, you're going to really realize too how astute this fan base is, how rabid this fan base is, and how much they crave a winner, Joe. And you've covered a couple winners down in Tampa. Those Lightning fans are certainly spoiled. You know, how much would that be exciting for you to sort of, you know, that is what you're leaving. You're coming to the land of first round exits. You know, how exciting would it be if you got to, you know, be here as this, you know, blossoming prospect pool could actually, with a guy like Kaprizov and some of the other talented players on this team, actually develop into a true winner?
Well, I think even in Tampa, I think you appreciate the journey and the process even more than you get to the end, right? Everybody, you know, likes to write the story about the Stanley Cup winning team, but I think getting there is probably the more interesting and compelling and drama filled part. You know, even before the Lightning won, they got swept in 2019 and people wondered if they were going to fire their coach or get rid of their core, and they stuck with it. And so before they became those kind of dynasty level team, they had the heartbreak. And I know the Wild fans have had their share of heartbreak over the years, but I think when you have that, you have expectations, and that's why there's heartbreak or disappointment, because you have such passion fans and people who want it to see it to the end. And I think it'll be fun to see that. I'm always fascinated by roster construction, roster building, and, you know, like John Cooper's culture over strategy is this kind of mindset. And I think it'd be interesting to see how the culture and with the Wild has kind of developed the last number of years and see where it can kind of take it.
And I think what Wild fans are also going to love about you, Joe, is also just a different voice. As you mentioned, we have different skill sets. You know, a lot of times when I've covered this team now for 18 seasons, and you've covered a lot of these players for a long, long time. I'm sure you felt that in Tampa Bay with a lot of the long time core members of the Lightning, is sometimes you feel like you've almost run out of words about certain players. And I just think it's going to be, you know, even in the playoffs, you know, you've written every Andre Palat feature in history. You know, it's probably even good for you to just on some days say, you know what, I'll have somebody else write about Andre Palat and I'll concentrate on this. And I think that's going to be good for Wild fans to just see another reporter actually question these players and do potential personality profiles. The other thing that Joe and I are going to be doing that Wild fans, I think, will love, but also hockey fans throughout the Athletic platform, is that he and I are going to be sort of a two-head prong in terms of our national coverage as well. We're going to try to build that brand where we're going to double byline stories, trade boards, goalie tiers, whatever. I think there's going to be many, many times during this year that you're going to just see really quality coverage coming straight out of the Athletic Minnesota, just because of both you and I doing and working together and really kind of expanding on our horizons.
Yeah, and I think you made a good point there, Mike, too, as far as covering team for a long time. And I think I admired how you've done that for a long time, too. But, you know, people ask me, like, why am I leaving Tampa? Like, I don't hate Tampa. You know, I didn't hate my job here. Had a great time. But I think covering a team for over a decade through all that experiences and covering the same guys a lot and writing stories about the same guys all the time, which I enjoyed finding different creative ideas to write on John Cooper or write on Steven Stamkos or Victor Hedman. But it is exciting, I think, for me to have a change, another challenge, and a reinvigoration here, have a clear set of eyes on a new set of players and management and scouts and build those relationships and hopefully find different angles on some of the Wild players that you've covered so extensively in Minnesota for a few years. Just looking forward to seeing what kind of Flurry story I can come up with that you haven't already done yet, or, you know, Zuccarello, or, you know, so I think there's a lot of room to kind of find new ideas on the Minnesota beat as it comes forward. And I agree. I think when you're covering the beat and I'm off doing some national story in another market, He'll go back and forth, and we'll give you some time to get him go to Cancun sometimes too, or Vegas. So you'll get a little bit of a break.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll be splitting road coverage as well, which that'll be a big transition for me because I love being on the road. And that is, as you know, as a great beat writer yourself, Joe, that is a lot of times where you learn a lot about what the team you're covering, because those players aren't quick to get out of the rink, to get home to their wives, children. They hang out a little more. You learn more about what's going on. So that'll be really, really cool. In fact, I'll be doing the first wild trip of the season that goes to Boston, Montreal, Ottawa, Detroit, and Chicago. Joe will be doing the LA, Anaheim, Seattle trip, and we'll be splitting up from there as well. So you're going to get the best of both of us. You know, you're going to learn, Joe. Wild have an incredible PR staff led by Aaron Sickman, so you'll get a lot of cooperation there. You know, they're just an accessible owner, as you know, with Jeff Vinnick, with Craig Leopold.
Very accessible.
Yeah, I mean, the president of the team, Matt Maka, is just a joy to deal with. And obviously Bill Guerin is, you can't get a more accessible GM than that, and a charismatic storyteller. In fact, Julian Breezeball, I was joking with you about that you did win in that front.
Yeah. I talked to him the other day, cause I wanted to let, you know, some people with the Lightning know that I was leaving and, kind of the reasons for it and stuff like that. And obviously he was disappointed. At least he said he was disappointed to see me go or something like that. But, you know, he mentioned, cause him and Guerin are good friends and colleagues and, you know, pickleball, competitors, and he said, well, you know, Billy Guerin is way more charismatic and better storyteller than me, so you got the better end of that bargain. But
when you read the introduction that I'm writing for Joe here that this podcast is embedded in, I'm going to put a bunch of links to some of Joe's incredible coverage over the years. But one of my favorite stories that you wrote during that Eastern Conference final is you did a big feature on Julian Breezeball. And one of your biggest sources in that story was Bill Guerin and telling stories about their pickleball and how, you know, I've read your stories on Julian before and how in shape this guy is and his workout regimens and things like that. And Guerin said it's something to be seen watching him play sports and things like that at these GM's meetings and things like that.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how responsive Billy Guerin is when I'm asking about trades and rumors like that. And so we'll see. Every GM is different in that respect. But yeah, that's the fun part too. It's like you built the relationships here in Tampa, and we built those over time. And I think it just takes time to build that with, you know, the new GM, new owner, and scouts and assistant coaches and everything like that. And so, but yeah, I definitely want to let the people in Tampa know beforehand, so they didn't find out on Twitter. You know, I know teams don't usually say things until they're announced, right? That's usually when we have something to announce, we'll announce it. But I think just offer the courtesy for how much, you know, time I spent here in Tampa and how much respect I have people in the organization. And, you know, they did, you know, I traded them fairly. They treated me fairly. And I got a chance to do some really cool stories, like shadowing a scout for a weekend and looking at different reports. I mean, that's you have to have a lot of trust for organizations to let you do that. And so I definitely appreciated the chance to kind of give fans a window into all different parts of the organization, like, you know, scouting. I did a first person workout on one of the Lightning strength workouts I've done.
That's something I have not done.
They had a heart monitor on me to make sure I wasn't, you know, I don't know if I signed a waiver or not, but I should have, cause that was a sight to be seen. Done something development program and culture. And so I think an organization is not just what happens there on the ice on Tuesday or Thursday nights. I enjoyed the process and the development and the kind of how a player gets from draft floor to all of a sudden top line. So that's kind of the thing where I think, you know, both of us can attack, you know, the Wild and on all angles in that respect.
Right. Joe, let's take one quick break and then we'll be back with Straight from the Source.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Back here with the new Wild co-beat writer, well, that's what we'll call you, and national writer, Joe Smith, longtime Athletic Tampa Bay writer, and you previously worked for the St. Pete Times as well. And before we get to Twitter questions, Joe, just give everybody, you mentioned you're from the Midwest, give everybody just your history on how you got, you know, where you're from, how you got into the business, your love of sports, and gain this incredible talent that you have.
Well, I grew up in Sterling Heights, Michigan, so half hour from Detroit, you know, so you grew up, you know, Tigers, Pistons, watching the Wings during like their heyday in the 90s, you know, winning Stanley Cups then. grew up a Lions fan, which people probably feel sorry for that. Last playoff win was 91. But I grew up there. I went to Michigan, University of Michigan, where I really developed my love for, you know, covering hockey, covering sports. You know, I went to start the Michigan Daily, one of the very big student newspapers in the country. And I was in a class my freshman year, and one of my buddies was reading the paper, his own byline. He was in like somewhere in Big Rapids, Michigan, covering a hockey game. I'm like, oh, that's so cool. Like, to be able to cover a team and be able to tell stories. And so the next day I went to the Daily, I introduced myself and started to cover women's tennis and more women's tennis stories than anybody else had ever done at the paper. And then moved my way up covering hockey and going to practice every day, covering Red Barons and covering a team that was like the NHL program, really got me hooked into being kind of a beat writer and chronicling the team's journey. But to get there, it's not everybody goes from A to B right away. And I think, like you, Mike, everybody else, you have to take a lot of dips to get there. And I went to Raleigh, North Carolina for News Observer for an internship, and then went to Modesto, California, the Modesto B. Moved 3,000 miles away from anybody I'd even known. I was 26 years, you know, 23 years old, and, you know, covering rodeos and Modesto Nuts baseball and first person stories on adventure racing and AFL football trials. So just try to do anything you do at small papers to get yourself, find yourself a voice. And then I got a break, obviously, coming to St. Pete Times, brought me over another cross country move, which I'm making now in another couple of months. And to cover preps high school in St. Pete in Tampa. Within 8 months, I was covering the Rays World Series, which was unbelievable. I was like a backup Rays Bucks Lightning writer from like 2009 until I took over in 2014 full-time with the Lightning. So I got a chance to cover Super Bowls and World Series and playoffs. And then really, I think, Mike, you know, not everybody wants to cover hockey, but those who cover hockey, you love it. And it's just a passion. And so I think I developed that and knew right away when that beat opened that I wasn't really going to cover the Bucks or the Rays. I was ready to cover hockey. And that really became one heck of a journey, you know, like five conference finals and I think four cup finals in 8 years, and, you know, covering the same team from the draft up and from the triplets line to, you know, guys winning the Stanley Cup. So, yeah, it's been an incredible journey here and a lot of good friends and people. I met friends for life here. So it'll be some emotional goodbyes in September before I hope to make it into Minnesota early October and then obviously be there for the opening homestand and then get the ball rolling.
Yep. And Joe's actually going to be coming to check out him and his wife to look for a home in mid to late September. They're actually going to a concert, a Gaslight Anthem, right? And coincidentally, while you're here, the Wild have a home exhibition game. So maybe you'll be able to at least come and see Xcel Energy Center. Not that you haven't been there before, but see an exhibition game. Let's go to some Twitter questions, Joe. First of all, are you aware of Russo's Slacks, by the way?
I'm not. I've seen it I've seen little memes about it or little things about it, but the origin of that story.
Yeah, so Russo's Slacks is, I've got many, many parody accounts here in Minnesota, probably dozens, and Russo's Slacks is the most prolific one, along with Russo's Filter. Russo's Filter is a little grittier than Russo's Slacks. Russo's Slacks just likes to take shots at me, and everything's got a subtle little hint of making fun of me, and the biggest thing he wanted to know from you is, did you go into Mass Media 5? That's his big joke, because I always talk about the mass media classes that I took in high school, and they had to like keep on adding. There was like, went up to Mass Media 2, and they had added 3 and 4. But you went to you mentioned you went to Michigan, you were at the Michigan Daily, you took a lot of mass media classes.
Yeah, I mean, communications classes, that kind of stuff. We didn't have mass media, like communications 301 or whatever that it is. I took some business school classes in marketing when I was there as well, but there was no journalism program at Michigan. So it was all kind of learning from hands-on experience at the Daily. And so I did internships at Cranes and Raleigh. So it's amazing you can do that and not take a journalism class at all. You kind of learn it from your peers and they pay it forward and you learn just from the experience of it all. So no mass, you know, no com, you know, whatever class, Mass Media 5.0. I haven't done that one.
By the way, don't you think Russo Slash should start, you know, maybe just like retire his account and just start a Joe Smith account?
They could. And there'll be a lot of plenty of things they can chirp me about over the years, whether it's karaoke or,
oh yeah, we got to tell everybody you are a prolific karaoke star. It's like well known. Even John Cooper brings it up in press conferences. I've seen it. Joe Smith karaoke. There's nothing like, what's your favorite songs in karaoke?
Well, it's evolved over time. It started out with Jesse's Girl, moved on. I do Coolio Gangsta's Paradise, which I think I'm aging myself out of that now because it's 94 when it came out. So people still know it a little bit. Did a little like Basket Case from Green Day. Runaround Sue is one I've, you know, picked up every once in a while for like the older crowd. But yeah, I try to play to like whether the audience, whatever the feel is going, people, you know, I'm more of a stage presence than actual vocal talent, as most of the writers who were in Montreal for the draft can probably attest to.
Let's go to some Twitter questions. Donnie, I mean, you brought this up, but Donnie always asks great questions. You'll learn that is Wester. So I can't even understand his Twitter name, Donnie, but Wester. So Solite, I don't know. What made you want to come to Minnesota? You talked a little about it, but what was the final straw? Because this was, as you mentioned, an agonizing decision. And hey, I came from South Florida too. You mentioned that we all, like hockey writers, just want to cover hockey. When I was at the Sun Sentinel, it was very clear that they did not want me to go back to the Panthers, be it after the 04-05 lockout. And I came here to Minnesota because I wanted to continue covering hockey. You cover an incredible team down in Tampa. What made you, what was the final straw of you coming here?
Well, it was a tough decision because my wife and I both love it here. I'm in my back patio now. It's beautiful, although it's really hot. The decision for me, I think, and for us was the job opportunity, you know, the opportunity to have a partner and a teammate covering one of our biggest markets in the company and one of our the most passionate hockey markets in the NHL, be able to find some fresh angles on a new team. You know, I've covered the same team for a long time. I think kind of a new challenge, reinvigoration, so to speak. The chance to work with you was a big one. And also, like, I think getting into more of a national role as well, and getting a chance to both of us cover the beat so relentlessly and with such passion that it's hard to find kind of time to carve those things out. And so I think this will be good for work-life balance. It'll be good for, you know, growing as a writer, as a beat writer, and then as a national writer. And you know, just I've heard nothing but wonderful things about living in the Twin Cities. My wife, bless her heart, hasn't been there before, and so she's taking a leap of faith with me. And so I'm very happy and grateful that she's doing that. That's part of the hard decision too, is moving your family from one part to another. But you know, we're up for new challenges and excited to take this one on.
And your wife's a journalist as well, so hopefully we'll be seeing her byline around this area at some point.
She's my best editor for sure, so.
Yeah, maybe I'll start sending my stories to her. It'll save some time for our now new editor, my longtime editor Jake Leonard and Mark Wallman. It'll help them out as well.
Part of the recruiting package that Mike was trying to do process, he promised to buy us winter coats. So yeah. My wife said she likes a Gap coat, a little hood, so
I will definitely do that. I will definitely, as long as you want like the Canadian Goose or whatever, like what's the super like $2,000-$3,000 jackets. I'm good with it. Lips 1978 wants to know if the final straw was you getting a 13-year, $98 million contract.
I was pushing for $100 million, actually. So I think I wanted to get that, you know, century mark there. I know there's state income taxes in Minnesota, too. I'd get a little extra if I wanted to. But hopefully the fans or people in Minnesota are more forgiving to me than Joe Smith, the pitcher, and for Joe Smith, the former NBA player. So
no doubt. Wild Nation, I'm curious, what's the workload split between you two moving forward? Will we still have gamers? Yes. Will those be written by both of you or split? I think we're going to be at home games. We'll sort of divvy that up, but there are going to be times at home games where maybe, a guy erupts and that now we want to make either two stories, have a sidebar, as we say in the newspaper industry, or what we gather for next day story. Like, I don't you agree that this is just going to be, we're going to be doing live rooms after home games as well. One of us will be working the locker room to write. The other might be hosting a live room, which a lot of you have taken advantage of. I just think it's going to be an incredible opportunity for both of us and the fans.
Yeah, I mean, I think it will split it up. And so like if somebody, you know, has a better idea for the main, or somebody wants to do a sidebar, somebody wants to, hey, let's work ahead and let's not write tonight. Let's just take the time and process it and come back the next day. If there's that off day, then we can have something new and fresh for readers. So that's the important part, I think, for us is Mike's not leaving, you know, so fans can relax there. Mike Russo's not leaving the beat. He might not be on every road trip, but hopefully, you know, you'll be able to appreciate kind of my style too, and we can both cover the team and give each other breaks here and there and provide as best coverage as we can.
And Wild fans will quickly learn that I probably, this might actually bother you. I probably won't be able to help myself on those games that I'm not on the road. And I'll probably be sitting on my couch still live tweeting everything. Maybe not as often, but I'll definitely be pointing things out. Joe will get tired of me that first road trip. I'm probably going to be sending you little text messages like, hey, point this out. Hey, this is going to be new for both you and I, right? I mean, I'm always amazed at like baseball writers, because a lot of baseball writers, you know, we have it here in Minnesota with two incredible baseball writers, Dan Hayes and Aaron Gleeman, is that, you know, look, a lot of times at major newspapers, you have two baseball writers. They got to divvy up the beat. They got to divvy up travel. They, you know, sometimes they'll be away from the team for 10 days if the team's going to three different cities, and yet they make it work. And this is going to be new for both of us. We'll, you know, with time, make this, you know, a perfect transition with Wild fans. We'll absolutely love it. Final couple minutes of the show, but I got some great Twitter questions. Tyson McKay wants to know, with expanded coverage, are we going to get more player features like the recent Marco Rossi and Jed Brackett piece? It's great to get a feel for the players and management. To me, that is your specialty, Joe. I mean, I think that Wild fans, that's the goal here, is that, you know, if you suddenly see a Michael Russo gamer, just know, trust the fact that Joe is working on other stuff at the same time and vice versa. I think this is going to give us the opportunity of being able to have more time to write these quality features rather than just constantly churning it out and maybe getting overworked because you got your day to day. I mean, that, don't you find that is sometimes the toughest part of the season, is that you got to cover the day to day of the team, but you're working on all these expansive other stories that things pile up and it becomes anxiety ridden.
Yeah. I think the key is time management, right? I work out 4 or 5 stories at the same time, right? You pick away. You see somebody in town for a series here, talk to them. But yeah, my favorite stories are the human interest stories and those kind of deep dives on player profiles and off the ice stuff. Like I went fishing with Luke Witkowski, a former defenseman here. We caught a tarpon, like 100-pound tarpon together. He caught it. I was kind of more documenting, but it was fun to be on the water with him. My first Gulf of Mexico dateline, which was pretty cool. Done first person stuff. So I mean, I really want people to get to know the players and what makes them tick. You know, Victor Hedman's a huge soccer fan, so I was watching Rowdy's game with him and seeing what it's like for him from his background to kind of watch the favorite sport of football. So I think those kind of things are ones I'm hopefully going to work on when I get there, to get to know the players and their families. And you often find that the greatest sources for player features aren't the players themselves. They're people around them. They're their family. Like the Rossi story was a perfect example of that. The dad was awesome, and the mom too, and like the girlfriend. So I think everybody is like friend, trainer, scout, former junior coach. Like they have unlimited amounts of stories that, for even if you cover a guy like Brayden Point who hates talking about himself, you can still write really good stories on the kind of their path and their journey.
You mentioned our difference with coffee. Heatley the Goat wants to know if you like Starbucks as much as I do.
I do not. I'm actually not a coffee guy.
I know that was bothersome to me. I remember during New York during the Eastern Final, man, I was dragging you from Starbucks to Starbucks during our walks to Madison Square Garden.
They know you by name. It's like Starbucks and Delta. Like they have like a Mike Russo account, right? You don't even have a tab you can run up. So you worry about losing your Delta status now?
I am. I finally hit diamond for the first time in my career, and now I'm not going to travel as much. So I'm going to have to figure out ways. I mean, I assume next year that you and I are both going to be doing a lot of playoff travel. We're still going to be covering some national things like GM's meetings. I'm going September 14th to the 17th. I'm covering the NHL Media Tour in Vegas with Pierre LeBrun. So I'll get some travel that wasn't on the normal docket. But yeah, it'll be tough. We'll have to figure that out. Obviously, I know we're both from Florida, but Joe is going to get the Tampa trip this year, you know, so he could go see old friends and things like that. 3 days in Tampa, by the way, I should mention.
Maybe try that. But,
exactly.
A lot of talking in the podcast about me and everything like that. But I love to ask you, Mike, like, you know, since everybody, all the fans there know you well and know what you do, like, what excites you about kind of having, you know, a different role there or having somebody else there on the beat? And like, what's kind of advantages you think that, you know, readers might see because of having somebody else on the beat?
Yeah, well, it's funny because when we were going through this process, Joe, I mean, Joe, you were the guy, right? And, you know, we knew that it was either going to be you or we're going to go a very different route. And we got a lot of resumes with our external posting. And it was, you know, that was going to be exciting, too, because if you didn't take the job, then, you know, it was going to be a chance for me to maybe for the Athletic to hire somebody right out of college. And maybe I can help mentor them and it'd be a totally different thing. But when you came, it was like I just knew right away this was the right decision because all this relief left my body, because this is what I wanted. I wanted to, like, one, I feel an incredible amount of appreciation for the way that Wild fans have treated me and the way that they absolutely love this team. And I wanted them to be taken care of. And I knew the second that you came here that they were going to get, you know, I don't want to sound pompous, but a dream team. Like, we, you know, two of the better hockey writers at The Athletic covering the same team, covering national, things like that. So that's the biggest thing. But for me, you know, look, this is my 28th year covering the NHL, 18 as a beat writer. And I think that Wild fans that listen to me on podcasts, listen to me on the radio, can almost tell in my voice. I've gotten even a couple notes from people that things have changed in the last couple of years, maybe from the pandemic, where, you know, I don't want to say burnout, but things have become a lot harder in the way that I do this job. And you and I have talked about this a lot, and I just felt like I needed something different. And I just think having, and I hate to, you know, just to bring everybody into it, there was a point last April where I was walking back, you know, I had this great game story written, Wild blow a game in Buffalo. I completely write the story. I'm the only one in the arena at 12:30 in the morning with a 6 a.m. flight. They're like tearing down the ice. And I am like, I'm just like, almost agitated that I had to rewrite what was a great gamer into an absolutely atrocious gamer. I'm walking back in a snowstorm in my on the way to the hotel. I almost got mugged. Okay, a guy basically tried to pull me into an alley, and it was like one of these like moments where I'm like, what am I doing here right now? Like I've covered this league 28 years. Here it's April, a nothing game in Buffalo, and I'm just sitting there in a snowstorm walking back. And it was one of those like epiphany moments where I'm like, you know what? Something needs to change here, where I basically take, you know, a little bit, get a little help. And I think that's the biggest thing that I'm super excited about, is I just think that this is going to make, I know Wild fans might not believe it because they've read the Rossi story and the Brackett story lately, but the last couple of years, I feel like my articles have really suffered because of my own mental status here. And I just think that now having you and being able to take a deep breath and work better on these stories and have that support with you, I just think it's going to be the best of both worlds. So I don't know if that was a little all over the place, but I think that gives Wild fans a little inkling of the sort of the anxiety that I've been dealing with the last couple of years.
So I got the Buffalo trip this year, I guess, then.
Yeah, okay. There's a one-off to Buffalo, and you're on it.
But yeah, I think it's the same thing for me, which I want to thank all the Lightning fans and people in Tampa for all their support over the years, and it is hard to leave them and an audience that I had tried to help build here since I was at the Times. So the reason for me leaving too is kind of a lot of reasons what you're talking about too, is not say burnout, but you know, covering all these cup runs in a row and 71 playoff games in 3 years and covering a cup over Zoom, and you know, the pandemic does affect everybody else too. And I do love the idea of having somebody like a teammate that you can kind of pass off to and then do something else and then kind of, you know, freshen kind of your mind and get a little break here and good for the marriage potentially. So it'll be a great, I think, thing for both of us, and looking forward to get started once I figure out how to pack up all my stuff and sell this beautiful, beautiful home and head up to Twin Cities.
Just a couple last questions here, because we've got a couple good ones. Kay Brander wants to know who's going to be good cop and who's going to be bad cop. That's a pretty good question. So I'll take the bad cop.
I think you'll probably be the bad cop, is only because you have more of a experience in relationships so far. But maybe it'd be better for me since no one knows me already.
Yeah, right. So exactly.
With a new attitude, but I'm sure it'll go back and forth. But I think Russo has maybe a little more clout there at this point to be able to throw his slacks around.
Couple of quick hitters here. Scott wants to know your biggest trepidation about joining me in Minnesota, or just coming to Minnesota. It doesn't have to be about me.
Yeah, a lot of trepidation about joining Mike there for sure. Yep. The biggest trepidation for us was, moving to Minnesota. Like, we still know. I mean, I've been there to the arena from at the St. Paul Hotel and back. I haven't really explored the area too much. So just moving across the country when you have a family here and a wife who's never been there. And so you're like, we have a known commodity here in Tampa. We have a house. Mm-hmm. We have friends that have turned into family. So like, that's the biggest trepidation of like, I could just be happy in Tampa and cover the beat again and see if they go for another cup final run. So I think it is more of a kind of a risk and taking a kind of a bold chance, but I don't think there's any trepidation about, you know, joining you per se. Is more so I am kind of curious if you'll be able to be hands off.
Right.
Take a step away. That's something you only answer over time, right? It's like, okay,
yep.
Can I actually take this break? Or am I, you know, constantly watching this game in the third period from my couch and then being like, okay, I gotta let him write the story tonight. You know?
Yeah. So. No, but Wild fans will love it. And you, I'll tell you one thing. I feel like the winters here are overrated. Like, I think you're gonna be fine. Like, that's the biggest thing that a lot of people always worry about. And hey, if I could move up here from Boca Raton, Florida, and be here 18 years later, it says something. Winginoff wants to know if you can replace Kevin Fiala's 85 points. So far, the biggest acquisition in Minnesota this offseason is Joe Smith.
Yeah, I will. I'll probably come under expectations in that particular route. So I don't think my GSVA will be very good according to Dom's model. So I will have a chance to get out there maybe and skate a little bit in a backyard pond, but not as many rinks here there as there is in up north.
Well, a great question from Gus Horner, and this will be the last couple. Gus wants to know, where's the first place I'm going to take you guys to eat when you get here? Well, Joe and his lovely wife are actually going to be staying with me that weekend that I mentioned in September, and I've already made dinner reservations at the Lake Elmo Inn, Joe. It's my favorite restaurant. Wow. It is just awesome. Matt, Curtis, all the bartenders, Brett, they're just unreal guys. And so you're going to absolutely love this place and feel at home there. Bar La Grassa downtown is another one of my favorites. Baldemar, a great, great steakhouse. You're going to love, if you're foodies, you're going to love all that stuff. Davis wants to know, aside from your new market and the inevitable, what's your biggest sports letdown as a fan? So basically taking a shot at Minnesota because this is...
Oh, the biggest letdown as a fan. Well, it's a tough one. Like I grew up, obviously, you know, Lions fan, can you say that for every year of their existence, I guess. Right. But I went to school in Michigan. So like one of the allegiances that I still have, I guess, is Michigan football. And so, there's been a few heartbreaking Rose Bowls, but I will say I went to the BCS semifinal game on New Year's Eve last year, the Orange Bowl, when they played against Georgia. New Year's Eve, big night for my wife and I to hang out and have a good time. I think they lost by like 40 points. I think it was like 30-0 at halftime. So those are the more recent ones. The Chris Webber timeout against North Carolina in the Fab Five era. Yeah. The Cordell Stewart Hail Mary against Michigan. I think it was in 94-95. So there have been plenty of those over the years, not just limited to Minnesota or any other fans that aren't the Lightning the last few years, at least. Yep. Lightning fans have plenty of those, too.
Scott wants to know, besides Avs fans, which fans are the most obnoxious?
Oh. Wow.
You don't have to answer that. Actually, after my last couple game days, I'm going to go with Edmonton. Edmonton fans the most obnoxious.
Edmonton? Yeah. I mean, Toronto can be pretty feisty. Toronto,
yeah, they can. A lot of playoffs. I learned that last week, too, and I took a shot at the Blue Jays. So, all right. Last question here. Which one of you will be covering games in Detroit? We know that's you because you're from there. What about Winnipeg? That one we'll have to split up. So...
I know you love the mini to Winnie trip, man. That could be yours December 27th. This shouldn't be like a I Hate Winnipeg podcast. I mean, I think
Going to Winnipeg. It's the greatest sight lines in the league in terms of a beat writer.
The fans, like one of the loudest arenas I've been to, right? Yeah,
no,
I love to go to Winnipeg in the summertime. Let's put it that way.
You know, my only issue with Winnipeg is leaving at the airport. It is the worst security experience I think in the NHL. I mean, it's brutal. So
most expensive flight in the league too.
It's also the most expensive flight because there's just monopoly. There's only so many flights that go in there. So sometimes you're just like, I cannot believe that I'm spending $800 to fly round trip to Winnipeg. And I'm sure the Athletic can't believe it either. Well, hey Joe, this was a lot of fun. Wild Farron's going to absolutely love you. What is going to be your new Twitter account name?
Well, I got to change it soon before it still exists, but I think it'll be at Joe Smith NHL. I think it'll be the, as long as it's not taken as of this podcast. So okay. I'll have to do that one soon.
Joe but Smith NHL. Everybody knows I'm Russo Hockey. This really was a lot of fun. Wild fans are going to grow to absolutely love you. Joe, you're an incredible sports writer. And we're going to get you on the multimedia here too. And we're going to just have this kind of double brand. I think Wild fans are just going to be so excited about the fresh coverage that they're going to get. I think it says everything about this market and the success of this market, thanks to these fans, that the Athletic was willing to do something like this, because just think of now they got to put somebody in Tampa. And it's just, I just think it says everything about, not just you as a hockey writer, but this market, and how much they want to give Wild fans the absolute best. And I just think it's really cool. And the other thing I'm glad about, Joe, is that working with me during the Eastern Conference Final and the Stanley Cup Final didn't scare you off, because that I can be a tough person to be around sometimes.
You can be pretty intense. Yeah. At least sometimes you took morning skates off to write your stories. I wasn't around you all the time. So at least that was a little bit of a break. So,
that is true.
And I had that luxury here for Wild Practices. But,
yeah.
But yeah, it was a good collaboration effort there. Looking forward to more there in Minnesota. And hopefully Wild fans, feel free to reach out. I'm very accessible and happy to talk to you and meet you on the streets or at a karaoke bar or whatever else like that. I hope you guys will approach me and my wife, Caitlin. If you see our dog, Sammy, walking around the block, I think that Mike Russo's going to walk my dog a lot since he's volunteered to watch him on our trips. But looking forward to seeing anybody in a couple months here.
Yeah, absolutely. Joe Smith, NHL. Joe Smith, now of the Athletic Minnesota. I better not call that voicemail again after this is announced. And here, this is Joe Smith from the Athletic Tampa Bay. Joe, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for having me. And we'll do this again soon.
Yep, exciting news.